Simon & Schuster Audio presents Gwendy's Button Box by Stephen King and Richard Chismar, and The Music Room by Stephen King, read by Maggie Siff, featuring a conversation with Stephen King and Richard Chismar. Gwendy's Button Box.
1. There are three ways up to Castle View from the town of Castle Rock: Route 117, Pleasant Road, and the Suicide Stairs. Every day this summer, yes, even on Sundays, 12-year-old Gwendy Peterson has taken the stairs, which are held by strong, if time-rusted, iron bolts, and zigzag up the cliffside. She walks the first 100, jogs the second 100, and forces herself to run up the last 105, pelting, as her father would say, hell-bent for election. At the top, she bends over, red-faced, clutching her knees, hair in sweaty clumps against her cheeks. It always escapes her ponytail on that last sprint, no matter how tight she ties it, and puffing like an old cart horse. Yet there has been some improvement. When she straightens up and looks down the length of her body, she can see the tips of her sneakers. She couldn't do that in June, on the last day of school, which also happened to be her last day in Castle Rock Elementary. Her shirt is sweat-pasted to her body, but on the whole, she feels pretty good. In June, she felt ready to die of a heart attack every time she reached the top. Nearby, she can hear the shouts of the kids on the playground. From a bit farther away comes the chink of an aluminum bat hitting a baseball as the senior league kids practice for the Labor Day charity game. She's wiping her glasses on the handkerchief she keeps in the pocket of her shorts for just that purpose when she is addressed. "Hey, girl, coming over here for a bit? We oughta palaver, you and me." Gwendy puts her specs on, and the blurred world comes back into focus. On a bench in the shade, close to the gravel path leading from the stairs into the Castle View Rec.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?